One famous author said, "The man who does not read has no advantage over the person who cannot read." It's a very simple, logical proposition. If you can do something good, but you don't do it, what is the difference between the someone who cannot do that good deed or does not want to do that good deed? There is no difference. In today's gospel, the man who has demons in him is led into the graves. He is naked. In ancient times, the people who were naked were those who were mentally unstable, those who were slaves who had no identity. But the person who was free, the person who led their own life and had the right to self-determination, they had clothes. They lived in a house. This person did not live in a house. He was put in shackles and he broke them. He went into the wild and among graves. He was separated from the community. And at the end, the demons in him went into the pigs. Because a pig was a sacrificial animal, not for the Jewish people, but for the Romans and the Greeks. In fact, the legion that occupied, about 6,000 men that occupied Rome, had a swine on their flag as a symbol of their legion. But here God tells us, people and things will try to claim your identity. They will try to say, you have no right to be who you are. In this information age, who are you is still the basic question. And people will try to tell you and give you an identity. But our Savior, Jesus, tells us that the goal of all his miracles is not to impress us. Look at what the Webb telescope can see if you want to be impressed by God's creation. But the goal is to have his children be full of joy and live life to the full. "I have come," says Jesus, "that you may have life and have it to the full." Our Savior gives us our identity. People may want to strip you of who you are. They may want to tell you to leave the house of the Lord. They may want to tell you the grave is where you should be. Go and party. There are people who party because they have something to celebrate. And there are those people who party because they have nothing to celebrate. Their goal is to forget, to laugh, to drown out their life because they are unhappy with who they are. And the penchant for destruction can come so very easily. But the Lord says, no, you can be cured. Give up those demons that have entered your life. Look for truth. Look for joy. And you will find happiness in your life. And then you will want to celebrate who you are. Share who you are with the community. You will not want to run away and lock yourself in your room, but you will want to be with people because you enjoy life and are happy with who you are. And the people were scared. And they said, "Jesus, we have gotten used to our demons. Please leave us." And Jesus says, "I will never force you to be happy. But if you choose to be happy, follow Jesus, who is humble and meek of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Do not listen to other people who want to tell you who you are. Use the mind that God gave you and think carefully. Will this bring me happiness or will this just drown out my life? Find your life. Don't drown it out and don't run away from Jesus. Slava Iisusu Hristu.